So we're learning Menachas Chinuch here, and it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, man, would want me to say that this is the day that Hayom Moshe Beiris Atzera Hazoyis Leimar. This is a Moshe Rabbeinu's auditory address, and he explained the whole Torah, went over the whole Torah, and I heard a rumor that he did it by name of Menachas Chinuch. It certainly covers the whole Torah, basically. So now we're going to start from Ches again in the mitzvah of Kiddush B'chayrus, which is mitzvah number 18. And we're going to do what we have in the Minchas Chinuch as Os Ches, the newer Minchas Chinuch, so to speak. You have to bring it as a korban or give it to the kohen, and he has to eat it within a year. Yishol L'shol is based on the hour of the day. It's very surprising. You don't find anything else like that except maybe one sheet by Pidyon HaBen. Right? If a boy is born 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he gets bar mitzvah on that day right away the first hour of the night. You don't wait till 3 in the afternoon.
Are there any sheets like that by bar mitzvah?
No. I mean, I shouldn't say that because nowadays with a computer, you will find a sheet for anything in the world.
There. No,
Pidyon HaBen. There's one sheet.
No way, huh?
You become a mitzvah at the beginning of the night, no matter what time you have won. Derech Marshall, you know that the Emsa Yomer Shchodesh Nisan, take it because it's always Shchodesh Nisan. Habo, Habo Leishona. Abu Khan, Ein Hashanah Mustayemis Alav Emsa Yoyim, Mishos Ushanoilat. Ein Shom Shevi Rahim. Roshana Zushal Bukhor, next paragraph. Imutam, Moinan Hashom, Mishos Shanira Laharzo. From when it could be a carbon, which is day 8. So your year starts from day 8, not really from the day it's born. From the day it's roi to be a carbon, which is day 8.
Hashem means the dam?
Yeah, yes. Ubukhor Balmum. Imnola the Muma Monolo Mishosha Nolad. But the Dafka Biyodua Shekolo Khadosha, that it's not a Nathal. Abubainma Yodua Shekolo Khadosha, that it's a full term baby. You're not allowed to eat it. It might be a trefa. Even though Khazi Vachila Adyom Hashmini, you have to wait till day 8. She yate me day suffic nathal. Monin Hashanah Gam gave me Yom Shmini. So even for B'chor Balmum, you can't have Yom Shmini if it's a Suffolk Nathal and you're not allowed to eat it till the 8th day. Because you have to wait to see if it's a Nathal. By a person we say 30 days though. By an animal we say 8 days though.
By a breast we do it in the 8th day. Oh, this is not a non sequitur. They found it's a famous thing, I'm sure they all heard it. They found that the clotting agent in the baby's blood does not develop until the 8th day. That's why the bris on the 8th day is like Hashem, obviously from Hashem. It's like a revelation of Hashem.
So
the baby can't.
Why is that not a non sequitur what we're talking about?
Why? Because you wait 8 days in order, because that's why I asked the Rav, the heart sum and the dam. So since after, when he's dead anyway. All right, I take it back.
An animal can only be kosher for a carbon from day 8. If you don't have a carbon, you have a regular chulin animal, you can shecht it the day it's born. But if it's a suffolk nafel, suffolk a miscarriage, then it might be like a trefa, and you're not allowed to eat it. So when do you find out if it's a nafel or not? By a person, you have the same issue. If you're not sure if a person is full term, it might be a nafo, which is another trefa. By a person, you wait when that happens. I'm not going into all the complications about when you have it, what month, how many, 7 months, 8 months, 8.5 months. But for a person, it's 30 days. For an animal, it's 8. Nothing to do with the 8th of the carbon. You could say it's kosher, but that's not for us to say. But an animal, it's 8 days till he's no longer a suffolk nathal. And we know he's as good as a full-term baby. He's going to live. We need to eat it. Now, there is a strange Rashi. I shouldn't say strange. There's a Rashi that's Pinyan Abenu is day 30, 31. Rashi says when Yeshua is no longer a Nesa. So Tosfos argues strenuously with Rashi. The dinner 30 days is even if you know for sure he's on a Nathal anyway. Hamoin questions. But again, and then an animal, the same way. You could say, a korban, you have to wait 8 days no matter what. A chulin, you have to wait 8 days only because of the specific Nathal.
As we have, as it is today, we wait eight days anyway, any animal.
Well, yeah, I don't know what the shvat. You wouldn't get a very good price on an animal that was just born. You have to fatten it up a little. So, and a component, so the Tzuri Eben says, so the year, Moinin Hashana Gam can be Yom Hashmini.
Hiksa?
What?
I'm sorry, where are we? Hiksa?
Well, right, 2 lines before that. Cain is bar, but Masechet Hashana Dabochum Medvei, the Chimpos of Ramam Khan, Ayam Lechemishu. Mithuri Evin Hiksa. Very nice question. Tafil below your door should call the Lochadosha. If you're not sure, it's a full term baby. So you're saying it's a Suffolk Nathal. So you're saying you have to wait 8 days to eat it. So you're saying that you can only count a year from day number 8 or 9. But it's not true, really, because keeping them in our Torah, Roy Lachila, this whole thing is like a sort of a Rabbana. Because when they're rising, you can eat it right away. The Rove Yoldos B'nai Kayama, because you have a Rove that says it's not a Nathal.
So there's no Suffolk.
So we have a rule. The rule of the lesser command that most animals don't give birth to Nathals.
That means
there's
no suffix,
there's
a rule, right?
Right.
There's no
suffix. Right. The derisor is no suffix. The derisor is a rule of the lesser command. I am very shine of your day. Some of the Tazwav should be some cane, the heathen, the rabbon, and also bachila. So if you're saying the rabbon, and also bachila, that would only be true, the hachmer, you're doing the rabbon. Abu minal and the hokal, the retaira, keeping them in a toira, and this lamashon, and you should know that. And it's with the arise that the year should be counted from the day it was born. Because really, you were allowed to eat it from the day it was born. With the rabbon, you can't eat it till day 8. So why should that allow you to push off the Aveira of the eating it within a year? Why should you push it off? Because it wasn't even mutter until day 9. But that's only Drabbanon. The Rai said it was mutter right away. The Balmum Eino Ba'asei Lechol Toch Shana. Tzuri Eben says everything we said until now is inoperative. There's no mitzvah to eat a Bechor Balmum within a year. Kaposkim shabesi liel. At Merit al Gazi achiach barayus the Balmum gam kenu min haTorah lechol b'toch shana. Merit al Gazi brings proof that there is a mitzvah to eat within a year, even for Balmum. Yomit gam ken bakusha hanal on this Gemara, right? Guftin zei suffering nathal min haTorah das atayzu David Rabbanon alina b'saruba. Medivy Rambam nere du seka diaraisa.
Who cares, there's a rove, that's a question, you're repeating the question. Why is it a subject derisa anymore?
He's saying the Rambam holds no rove.
There's no rove, he doesn't hold by a rove against the
there might be a rove under normal circumstances, but here you have reason to believe. Maybe there's no rove that when you have reason to believe it's a suffix nato, it's you don't have a rove that it's not. It's speculation why the Rambam doesn't hold it to rove. He just says the Rambam holds it to suffix derisa.
So he must be holding with the rove.
Hard to say, there is a rove. I would rather think that he holds with no rove. Now that you see that the behemoth has problems, so there's no rove that the behemoths with problems are not okay.
And the real Gazi holds that he gets another year, right? But didn't we have it before?
The real Gazi just holds that by Malmum, there's a mitzvah to eat it within a year.
But if the year goes, then he doesn't get another year.
So what?
Oh, I thought that was part of the subject here.
No,
not at all. Okay. The Rambam holds, he could just be holding the position that assuming that it is, that it's a no fault. Yeah. He's saying, who says that he's wanting to push out the 8 days for the...
The Rambam holds, till 8 days, it's a suffix deraisa.
Right. So, at the worst case, he's saying, that's a suffix deraisa, and he's still happy to say, he took it in the year.
Well, he's still in the case, because even according to the Rambam, suffix deraisa, the chumra is only with the Rambam. So the Rabbanon invite that you could eat it from day one. Second, the Rabbanon, l'chumrim came roi l'chum and l'mshenayla. So we're back to the question. I really technically hunted around and we could eat it from when it was born. Lion b'merit al gazli the sefer pri t'nuwa. Magonim z'alim magolius. Okay. Okay, we're up to test. I can't though. I'm sorry. I can't. Maybe you say.
Maybe
you honest. Go write
this.
Me?
Yeah, you. Okay. Test. I'll read and these young will explain. Yeah. I'll read, okay? Vim Avar, Be'ichera, Bukhor, Lachar, Shana.
You waited a year, Taco.
Okay. Ben Tam, Ben Ba'amun, Afa Pi, whether it's Tam Ba'amun, doesn't matter. Afa Pi, Sha'avar, Bulav,
Bulav. I'm just filling in.
Yeah, okay. So even though he's over a lav or an assay, become a kum, one nifsa.
Doesn't become a apostle of
a lav or an assay? Isn't he over both?
Well, yeah, but that was a discussion before. You're over Al-Tachi, you're over Shana Bishana, maybe you're over both.
Okay.
One
nifsa. What's
that? One nifsa. One nifsa. As
a carbon. Can you are. He said, Ben Tam Ben Ma'amum, though. It's Ma'amum, obviously, was possible for him. Came to work with Rambam Kantar, Tafa, Yom Gimel, Humi Shash, Rashashan, Dat Hey, on the base, and Bechoros. No, excuse me, it's Vachim, Kafkas, and Ralph. There, Makis Bechor Lamaiser, the Ein Nivsa, Mishan, and Chaverta. It's a Hekesh, Bechor and Maiser. That he can't produce a psuo from 1 year to the next year.
No, that it doesn't become possible. It doesn't become possible. Even if you waited a year, it doesn't become possible. Just like Maisa doesn't become possible, you still have to give it to the Levi after a year. So here the Bukhar also doesn't become possible. You have to do it within a year, but it doesn't become possible after the year. It doesn't become possible.
That sounds important.
Ian Tosos
with what? Ian Tosos with
Shana. Ian Tosos with Shana. Sham, dear Maskin Ma. Hikshu. Mehekitesi. The Paslo. It's our Kara, that's true.
Why should we put together of the Psul?
Yeah. We need a Paslo to master him. Why should we do that? If Ian said for Maria Al-Ghazi.
Ian, why?
Oh, Ian. But I am Sefer Marita Ghazi, our friend, some Osaf Bhav, Shiksha, the highest Svaru Vahasro,
the catch-all lav of Lodoko Kotoeva that seems to say anything in Aveira was done with an Allah to eat. So that would be the source here, and Aveira was done with it. You remember about the Achia.
But what do we do with the Maisa? Is it right that we learned a hakesh from
Maisa? That's what you would think. That's the maskana. He's just looking for havoc.
There was no Avera, no Maisa? When you left it over the years?
But that's the answer, that you have to learn it out from Maisa. It's just saying, why you need a limit from Maisa, so that you shouldn't say it's possible after the
year. Maisa has its own limit to take it out of the labor in the meantime?
No, it doesn't matter. That's the maskana. Maybe Maisa has the same Havamina and Maskana. What we're saying is that you... Tzadik says, why would it be awesome? Why would you think it would be awesome? See, they ain't called Kotoeva. The Teretz is what we learned. Now, from Maisa, that it's okay. Lufiyani Yosaiti... Lo Shayach Kosh Te'afti L'cho.
Kosh Te'afti?
There's a puzzle because I'll talk on Kol Toeid.
Oh, that's the part of the puzzle. The people of the Sugya of Yehuan, Perakol, Abbasar, Kuk, that's above Amrach. Well, here is Daiki. Rosh Shaykh, Kol, Shaykh, Toavdi,
You wouldn't parcel something based on kosher to Avdi if it's an inaction. Toeid was much more like something you did to it, not something that you refrain from doing. It wouldn't be called a Toeid. All of the questions on this being a regular full-fledged lav, they all have to do with doing something there.
Above low as the mic, they didn't do nothing. What shape of that? Low shaykh, even if a goyer can cook milk and meat, it's shayach or not shayach? Shayach. Because they did a maizah.
So you see, even though no one did an aveira. It was a maizah that asked it. I will blow maizah klal, lo shayach sa.
Okay.
Where was it?
Here, we'll stop for sure.
Where is it shayach?
I'm sorry?
The goyer cooks the bazar of halal. What are we talking about? What shaykh did
he do? Where's the
Eastern? What was talking about? The boy cooked the basmahala.
This is
Rabbi Yisrael. So it's also.